Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Make sure you're listening to the show all day this morning. We're all morning long because we have your ultimate lunchbox. $400 and a Visa gift card.
Nice.
We also have the Big Al Matt comedy experience.
That might be a good time to
20 minutes from now.
You know, if you got something, hop in the shower.
Or not.
You know, do something.
Something different. Or listen to it. Sorry, yeah. I am so sorry.
I'm getting the same bubble guts.
Yeah, I would leave the room if I were you. I wouldn't want to hear it again. I wouldn't want to relive the moment.
It's like being a football player and watching the tape, Al. Yeah. You can watch the tape and see what you did wrong.
When you had a very bad day at
work. Everybody has bad days.
And that's what this was. This is a very bad day at work.
Okay. Did you guys watch the VMAs last night?
Saw some of it.
I did. Most of it.
Yep.
It was long.
It was long,
but it was what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. I thought there would be a couple more.
It didn't go over, did it? I think it actually went in a little under.
I think it did. What was it? But I think, yeah, I think it didn't go over, which is weird for an MTV VMAs.
Right.
It usually goes over. So I feel like they maybe lacked a little bit of show.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely turned into one of those if you were watching with your kid.
No, you can't.
You can't. You cannot.
Even if you can't watch the show with your kid, you can't. The commercials are so
vulgar.
Yeah. On MTV. You know, I don't want to be explaining to my daughter what these two people, why they're ripping each other's clothes off and running for the drawer. You know, I don't want to explain. What is that? What are they?
Yeah, it was one of the. Well, because your kids want to see Ariana Grande and they want to see Rihanna.
My daughter wanted to see Beyonce. My daughter loves Beyonce.
Yeah. But
you can't risk it, though.
Then there's other things going on, you know, that
they want to shock you.
Yeah.
Beyonce was.
Beautiful. Oh, yeah.
That was in what she did on, she did the whole lemonade thing. It was crazy.
I think
good.
It's still going on.
So good.
It was long. I couldn't believe it.
15 minute long. Performance from Beyonce.
But it was perfect.
She sounded awesome.
Yep.
I mean, think about performing for 15 minutes as hard as Beyonce does while singing as hard as she does.
Well, she does it for 2 hours.
Yeah,
on tour.
Why don't she just a show?
I mean, this was a breather for her.
My goodness.
And, you know, and Rihanna kept coming. I thought, I don't know where we got this, that she wasn't going to perform.
What?
Rihanna performed all night long.
She was, yeah.
Somebody, I don't know why we heard her.
Because
she's
getting the Vanguard.
She was getting the Vanguard Award, but she was not performing. And then it became. She performed like 4 or 5 times.
Which I thought was cool.
I love it.
Which was great. I love that too.
To sprinkle her throughout the show. She did, she closed out the show with a medley of songs that showed off her voice. And she did a little lip syncing throughout the show, but she was
performers do. Concert too.
Yeah. But she sang at the end.
I want you to stay.
I would give Rihanna, like, the most improved singer in the last, well, how long has she been around? 10 years? 11 years?
I mean, well, she should be improving.
Because she's gotten so much better from when she started. A little pre-show action took place.
Okay.
Ariana Grande was on the red carpet doing the live pre-show.
I didn't see this.
And she was with Charlamagne the God. And he just likes to stir the pot.
Okay.
You know, he's a big fan of...
He's trying to make something happen.
He's trying to make something happen, and he... Definitely brought up her boo.
You're alone. Where the boo at?
Being supportive.
Being supportive?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay.
It's okay to be alone even when you have a boo.
Absolutely.
You do both.
That's my guy. We've seen it on the blogs this week with you and Mr. Mac Miller. That's my man. You know what I'm saying?
Cool.
Yeah. So salute to him.
Cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Ariana giving me that look like, do not ask me about my bae on
trying.
Live TV, okay?
And before that, he said, please don't lick any donuts or something.
Don't be licking pastries.
Yeah, don't be licking pastries.
Nice.
I was confused about the host of the show.
There wasn't really a host.
No, that's
right.
That was intentional.
No, they had that
Key and Peele.
Oh, Key and Peele.
I thought it was gonna. So they started off with this. They were supposed to be famous vloggers that are famous tweeters as well.
Mm.
And I thought it was just gonna be a one-off.
No, they stuck with it
throughout the entire show.
They stuck with it.
Yeah, this is how they opened it and basically kept it going.
We are the internet famous social media influencers responsible for some of the most fire tweets of all time. I'm talking about tweets like, when ducks take selfies, do they make human mouth? What? You said it. It had to be said. How about this one? Kim Kardashian West stars in this year's Law & Order SVU, Snapchat Victims Unit.
Oh, that's fire, that's fire, that's fire.
That's
right there.
Fire.
That's fire, that's intelligent, that's pertinent, that's right, that's good.
It's fire.
And it's fire at the same time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So big ups to MTV for calling us in to help make the whole award show experience more revenant again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. It was so bad.
It
I don't feel so bad about my performance.
A couple moments that were kind of cute, but I'm like, oh, at some point, don't you realize it's not working?
And they were on the fly, too.
Yeah, you do, Kelly.
Time.
I'm just going to tell you. Yeah, you do.
Nobody was laughing. That's what makes it weird. Usually when you're hosting and you're telling these jokes.
Nobody's listening.
The audience is usually laughing along with you. They weren't listening.
Well, they couldn't see. They're up in a box behind everybody. I mean, people are, it's like being at a, we've all been to charity events where nobody listens.
Yeah.
It was sort of like that. They just keep going. And it was the same thing with Jay Farrow. He was there. He was one of the just interspersed
with
little
Khaled.
Comedic bits.
Yeah.
Good, not good.
He had a couple good ones. His Kevin Hart was funny.
Okay.
And nobody was listening.
His Jay-Z trying to go to the bathroom. That was okay. Jay did okay. I mean, he did what he was given.
Yeah.
And DJ Khaled was DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
But Drake did win an award last night. He won the first one of the night, best hip-hop video. But he was not there to get the award from P. Diddy.
Check this out. Hey, yo, Drake is stuck in traffic, so I'm going to take this mole over me.
He really
all
was.
All the way back to the crib. Yo, Drake, come get this.
He really was stuck in traffic.
I think it was why Rihanna's award was given out so late, too, maybe, because he was truly stuck in traffic.
And didn't he have beef with P. Diddy? Didn't P. Diddy, like, swing on him a few months back?
I haven't heard anything about that.
But guys get in fights like that, and they get over
it. Yeah, we can get over it.
They have a beer the same night.
All right. The performance we were all looking forward to. Because Kelly was excited about Britney Spears.
Yeah, and I was very upset afterwards.
Why?
She didn't.
Very upset.
She didn't do badly. She didn't do great.
Fine.
Yeah, let's take
she
a listen.
Fine.
Let's take a listen to how.
There's no reason to listen.
Beautiful,
to her.
She sounded. So it's basically her CD, her track.
Come on. That's
but we knew that going in.
Complaint.
Why were you so mad?
Because they put her on after Beyonce.
Britney's
people should have stood up for Britney. MTV really did her dirty. But anybody who goes after Britney, I mean Beyonce, it wasn't fair. They could have stuck Future behind. Because was Future the only male performer of the night? Put him on after Beyonce so there wouldn't be the diva comparison.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to win
Grande
coming after
and
Beyonce.
Nicki Minaj, let's be honest. It wasn't that great either.
That was good.
She rode an exercise bike.
That's tough to sing and
ride.
Nobody,
the deal.
Nobody's going
to
be good after
anybody
Beyonce.
Anybody after
that
Beyonce is going to look a million times less exciting. Britney did fine.
She did great. She danced awesome.
There was no earth-shattering boa constrictor moment, ripping off her tuxedo moment. There was nothing like that. No kiss of Madonna moment.
There was a couple crotch grabs on Jeezy.
When somebody sings karaoke at my bar, like really, really well, like kills it, I'll go up and say, well, I feel sorry for the next person, or, you know, just something to kind of break it because nobody is going to be really good after a really good performance.
They did Britney dirty because there was such a build up to her moment of redemption.
Yeah.
Even Kim Kardashian, when she introduced her, I'm so upset I can't speak proper English. She even said, you know, this is her moment of redemption, basically. Yeah. And then to do that to her.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
Yeah, she came out okay. G-Eazy sounded awesome. The dancing was good.
It was fine.
Nothing wrong with that, Kelly.
It was just fine.
No hate going on here.
It would have been better if it had been placed somewhere else in the show.
And you can't hate her for not singing because we already knew that. We knew she was going to lip sync.
Honey, okay, now hate on Rihanna for lip syncing 90% of hers as well.
90
She was
or 47.2.
She would literally take the mic away and didn't care and let the track play. But nobody hates on Rihanna.
She's not.
It's not fun to hate on Rihanna.
And she was singing for the most part.
Britney sings along with Britney.
No, but Rihanna had a live mic.
Whatever.
I'm not trying to hate.
You're not going to win this argument.
Why bring it up?
With Kelly Raspberry about Britney Spears.
Don't message Kelly and let her know. She knows.
You're not
going to
win.
Nobody is going to let me know but you, JC, because they know. Everybody knows.
See?
I'm not arguing with you.
Then why'd you bring it up?
I'm Team Kelly on this one.
No, you're not.
I'm Team Kelly.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Kanye West.
They gave him 4 minutes.
He was allotted 4 minutes to talk.
Whatever he wants.
And bless the VMAs for allowing this because this could go extremely off. But And it was not very memorable.
No.
You know, he talked
whenever,
about...
He starts a sentence, and then he goes in another direction about something totally different.
Because his mind is working.
Yeah, there was a point out, I'm sure you remember, when he started talking about...
kids in St. Louis?
In Chicago.
In Chicago, yeah.
Yeah, there's people dying in Chicago. And then I think he was going to make a poignant point.
In the very next sentence, he starts talking about something else.
He trailed off.
His mind is going too fast.
Yeah, but here he is talking about the famous video, the one with all the naked celebrities, the wax figures.
It was... an expression of our now, our fame right now, us on the inside of the TV. You know, just to put the audacity to put Anna Wintour right next to Donald Trump. I mean, like, I put Ray J in it, bro. Like, I see you, Amber. My wife is a G. Not a lot of people wise to let him say that right there. My wife.
That was funny. That was actually funny.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Yeah. And Kim Kardashian didn't look like she was embarrassed this time.
Beautiful.
She's laughing.
She's now.
She looked like she was looking
she
up to
She is the most supportive spouse on the planet.
Yeah.
I love that.
We were all wondering, was he going to bring up Taylor Swift too? Because there's that whole thing going on with the line. And yes, he did.
You know, like, people come to me like, man, that's right. Tell Taylor that. Bro, like, I love all y'all. That's why I called her.
Yep.
See, he has these, he just assumes we all know what he's talking
right.
about.
Right.
Yeah.
He doesn't
That's
set
the
it
thing.
Up.
He's got, like when he started talking about putting Anna Wintour next to Donald Trump, I was like, what is he talking about? Well, if you missed the whole naked layout thing, you wouldn't know what he was talking
right.
about. So he knows what he's saying, and he assumes you know what he's talking
exactly.
about.
That's kind of like my jokes. I knew what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, not a very memorable VMAs, but Big Al Max performance.
I just assumed they knew what I was talking about or what I was trying to say.
Okay.
Or how I went to say it.
We don't do this very often, but we're going to do fully uncut clips from Big Al Max. First ever stand-up performance.
Are you serious?
Oh. Is it as bad as our producer White Cheddar says it is?
He said to me,
uh-huh.
no regard to my feelings, he said to me, as I'm walking in the door this morning, that may have been the worst thing I have ever heard, end quote.
All right.
That's exactly what he said. He said it from around the corner. I'm not even looking at him, and he said,
"Sure."
He didn't even want to look at me.
You can go somewhere else and get the best, but you come here, we give you the worst. We got you.
Oh, my.
Big Al Mac, are you ready to showcase your comedy?
No, I'm not ready.
Perfect.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big Al may want to take a vacation after this.
I do. You know, there's two types of people in the world, JC. There's the type of people that see a car wreck on the side of the road and they want to rubberneck and look and see what happened.
I'm that person.
And then there's other people that have somewhere to go and they just keep on going past the car wreck. They don't even look over there.
How about the person that jumps in to help? There's that person, too.
Yeah.
There's that person, too, I guess.
Yeah.
But I really don't know where I was going with that.
So, that's fine now. That's okay, buddy.
I think you're saying we're about to witness a car wreck.
Yes.
Yeah, and we can either choose to rubberneck or this is the time to go on your merry way.
Going about your day.
Let's be honest.
That's what you were trying to say.
Let's be honest. Most of us are rubberneckers.
I used to think, when I first started this job, I was naive enough to think that I had some skills at stand-up comedy.
Okay.
I thought I could.
How'd this come up again if we missed it?
This young lady named Christina, very nice young lady.
Oh, I wouldn't throw her name out there right now.
She sent me an email and asking me if I would like to host this comedy show. It's the United Shades of America, featuring the headliner was, his name is Ahmed.
Okay.
And there's some very other lovely comedians there as well.
Yeah, you may also go to Kid TV right now if you want to watch this on video, please.
And so I was reading the email aloud, and Kelly said to me, you should do that because just in case George fires you one day, you probably want to have a backup plan.
I don't remember me saying that.
It was more along the line of just do something you're out of your element.
Okay. Yeah.
And I said, you know what? I think I will.
Yeah, because Kelly, you did public speaking.
Oh, I'm the worst at it.
But you try.
Yeah, and I like I said, I'm stupid enough to think I could be good at this, but I'm not.
Okay.
So I went ahead and tried it anyway. It's something I'm very, very uncomfortable with, and I've never done it before, but I'm here in the House of Blues.
Big venue.
Big venue.
For you.
Mm.
The night before, Sinbad had performed there, sold out, did 30 minutes overtime. He was great. Even the employees at the House of Blues were talking about how great Sinbad was the night before.
Yeah, but have you heard Big Al and Matt? Your job was just to intro the acts and maybe do a little comedy beforehand?
Yes, okay. Yes. My job was to go out and just what JC said, just go out, kind of get them warmed up, introduce myself, the acts, and throw sprinkle a couple of little jokes in.
Okay.
I wrote these myself.
Okay, let's go to Big Al Max. First ever. Uncut. This is how it went down the night of the show.
Real quick, did you run them by anybody before you did that?
No!
Here we go. Big Al Max debut on the comedy stage.
The Kid Kronic Morning Show. Oh. Big Al Max.
Why did you let them say that?
Al, why did you let... Yeah, Kelly's right.
Why you could say from the McKinney Avenue Tavern.
Yeah. Okay.
Or we'll, even better, from Dish Nation.
Sure. Okay, we'll continue. Okay, let's go. We'll start over here. Now they know where we're from. Now they know our show.
The Kid Kronic Morning Show, Big Al Mack.
Applause. They're cheering out. That's good.
Just in case you guys don't know who I am, I want to introduce myself. I'm Big Al from the Kid Kronic Morning Show.
No!
And thank you. You probably are wondering why they would ask a radio DJ to host a comedy show.
No?
I know I was asking that. I had no idea. And I didn't know until today. It became perfectly clear to me today. I went to a wedding. Okay. And I was sitting here watching the bride come in. She's beautiful. The bridesmaids. There was five bridesmaids. And they all walked in. Four of them were beautiful, stunning. And then there was one girl that walked in. Okay, she's fat. She's unattractive. Oh. Well, less attractive girl than the other ones. And I'm like, I just realized why they hired me. I make them look good. Just like the fat girl in the wedding party. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm here for. I'm here to make these guys look good.
Kelly, you're great on joke number one.
So.
Al Mack,
you heard one girl chuckle. Why'd you go with that one?
Al.
Why don't you warm them up to that?
Oh, wow.
You went with the. I don't even want to say it. All right, I'm being told it gets worse.
No.
So.
Oh no!
You laughed at it.
That was good when I said it in my house. There's another thing you need to know about me. My girlfriend is a doctor.
Okay, good.
We've been dating about 4 years. It's a long time for a brother. And we've got a lot in common, though. She's a doctor. She's a little bit younger than me, but she's a lot younger than me. But we've got a few things in common. She's Cuban. I like cigars. She's a plastic surgeon. I love boobs. Really big boobs. And she's hot, and I like the beach. So, you know, we get along very, very well. And she's in Detroit right now. Trying to not get shot at. Thank you. Again, these are not really jokes. These are just facts. I'm just telling you things. These are not necessarily comedic antidotes. These are things that I'm just telling you about me. All right? I own a bar up the street. It's called McKinney Avenue Tavern.
Got to plug it, of course.
Anybody ever been there? It's right up the street. We're having a little after party there tonight. If you guys want to hang out a little bit. If I'm a little bit frazzled, it's because I had to fire somebody yesterday. I fired a lot of people in my day. I'll be honest. But I've never had to fire somebody for stanking. I'm not lying. I'm not even lying. This dude, you ever have somebody that's around you that when they leave, about 4 minutes later, you can still smell them? I had it's a brother, and he was a cook. You know, who wants a stinky cook, right? And so I called him into the office. This was such an awkward situation. And I said, hey, dog, come on in. Keetwan. It wasn't really his name. It was not Keetwan. But if you know somebody named Keetwan, it's not him. I said, come on in, Keetwan. I got to talk to you for a second. I said, all right. Hey, dog. Hey, what's up, man? I love you, Big Al. I love working for you, man. You on the radio. You so... I'm like, Keetwan, calm down. I'm gonna have to let you go. Oh, dog, that's terrible, dog. That's what's wrong, Keetwan? This was so awkward. This happened yesterday.
This is.
You stanky, man. I'm serious. When's the last time that you how often?
We gotta edit this down.
Do you ever bathe?
Longest joke ever.
Basically, is what I asked him. Oh, dog, I bathed. I put on some cologne. No, I didn't ask you when you put on some cologne, dog. When have you got in a bathtub? I didn't say bathtub. I said bathtub. Like,
I'm bath.
When have you bathed?
What does that mean?
Oh, dog,
what does that mean?
I had to let him go yesterday. So if I look a little disgruntled or a little bit frazzled.
That was your joke?
I can tell you guys are having.
That was the joke? That was the punchline?
That went.
Here's the problem.
What's the problem, Kelly?
I didn't write that one.
Obviously.
Somebody wrote it for you?
No. It was just something that happened.
Oh, here's the problem.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, it's Ricky Smiley's fault.
Ricky's fault? Because what?
What do you mean?
Because I said to Al, you need to go. You have a professional comedian. You have his phone number. You need to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
And Ricky told Al,
he did.
Don't tell jokes.
Yeah, he did.
Nobody wants to hear jokes. They want to hear stuff you
True.
Can relate to.
True. Well, they can't
that
relate to that.
That was the downfall because Al just decided to get there and talk. Now, here's the thing. Everybody's been around somebody who stinks.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of comedic potential there.
Right.
Now, you could have maybe then called Ricky and say, okay, I got an idea. And Ricky could help you come up with jokes, funny things
tell.
To say
yeah.
about stinking people.
So we've had two jokes.
So he, that you could have done something with a stinky person.
Yeah.
But it has to be something that everybody can relate to.
Right.
I'm not going to be able to defend you on the fat girl ruined the wedding
right.
party. I cannot help you with that.
Yeah.
You are on your own on that.
Yeah. So far, two jokes, two people offended. Let's see how the third one goes.
Great time already. Y'all like country music?
There we go.
Oh, just...
I love country music. I love country music. John Party is one of my favorite country artists. He ain't here or anything. I just want to let y'all know. John Party
of those
is.
People don't know who that is.
Right.
This is my jam right here. Y'all like this jam?
Oh, you're singing.
I don't know the words, but I really like it.
My boyfriend just texted me. He's having to turn off the radio right now. This is so bad. Please stop.
So you sing.
I don't know the rest of the words. But it's a really good song. What about Chris Jansen? Buy Me a Boat.
So you sang.
I sang again.
Yeah.
Comedy wasn't going well. So.
What are people doing? Staring at you?
Yeah.
Working like a dog all day ain't working for me. I wish I had a rich uncle that
forgot the
kicked
lyrics.
The bucket and I was sitting on the pile like Warren Buffett.
Or do you know my boy, Blake Shelton?
Of course. Oh,
holy smokes. Blake Shelton. Come on. I sing this karaoke almost every Saturday night, y'all.
I can't because I've seen this before. So you finished that first set with singing country music?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there was a joke afterwards.
Yeah.
There was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't.
So we cut off the last 45 seconds of Big Al Max singing, and he returned to the stage after the first comic, and this is what happened.
Okay.
Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat.
We have to cut it.
They call me redneck, white trash, and blue collar.
All right. Dude, I can sing that all night. I'm telling
you. Of course.
You. Right? I hadn't even heard of Christian. I am going to buy a boat because of that song. I'm going to be the only brother on the lake that don't know how to swim, don't know how to drive a boat, But I'm going to be jamming some Chris Jansen. Turn it up again, man. Come on.
Oh,
come on.
My God.
I get it.
This is Big Al Max, train wreck of a comedy show you're listening to.
We've been listening to this for about an hour.
Country concert.
I think y'all get the message. It wasn't good.
Woo! I didn't know what a Yeti was a year ago. I got a cousin named Yeti. I don't know what a Yeti. But have you checked out the greatness of the Yeti?
Oh, boy.
Do y'all know what a Yeti?
Didn't write this one.
Holy smoke. You can put
impromptu
an ice cube in a Yeti cooler today.
Yeah.
And next Friday.
Forgot my punchline.
You'll have like 4,000 ice cubes in there. Dude, the Yeti. The Yeti. Dude, get you a Yeti.
Didn't have a punchline.
Just saying. Get you a Yeti.
Didn't have a punchline.
Well, the black people. Hey, black people. All right. So. Oh, no. You oh from God, some. Did you take me to the airport the other day?
Oh, my. You call him a driver.
I know you from somewhere.
Oh, wow.
All right. Unscheduled comedy. So.
Unscheduled. <I've been>
next up is a young lady.
Oh, boy. Oh, no, not this part.
Here, yeah, she's awesome. Her name, I know it. She's got the same name as my first baby mama, Linda. Oh. Linda Sultanovic. Did I get it right?
House of Blues, my name is not Linda. Thank you, Big Al.
Oh, wow. You
name
messed up
her. Is not Linda.
Bro, you had one job. Or two, actually.
I'm improvising a little bit.
Bring comedy, which you didn't bring.
With her name on it?
Yeah, I had it in my pocket.
Yeah. So, okay.
We had just...
So that's not the only time Big Al Mac screwed up names.
Oh, boy.
Big Al Mac returns to the stage after introducing the comedian by the wrong name. Let's see how he fixes that. Let's see.
That was not Linda Sultanovich. That was Kira Sultanovich.
She...
Oh, God. I turned red. Y'all want to see a black man turn red? I was like, oh.
Oh, boy.
I messed up your name. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. We're very close. Why is everybody here so short? We have a number of people here performing tonight. Give yourselves a round of applause. Thank y'all for coming out.
Give yourselves a
round? Sure, why not?
Thank y'all.
We
really appreciate y'all being here. And this is I called it the 50 Shades, Mr. United Shades of Comedy Tour. You know, 50 Shades kind of makes it a little dirty, you know. We're not dirty, well, for the most part, except for...
Oh,
those
boy.
Chicks. She was doing a lot of talking about like babies and school stuff. See, I would have graduated high school if my high school had daycare.
Oh no!
Thank you. I really appreciate that, dog. But they didn't, so you know I couldn't go my senior year because I didn't have nobody to watch my kids. see now, okay, now you get it. So now we have next. From Las Vegas, Nevada. Y'all been to Vegas? Apparently what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas because he's right here. Show your love for Mr. K-Von.
One more clip.
No, though. Really.
The good news
is,
what?
It's not even fun to make fun of him.
We're not.
It's just cruel.
Yeah, it is. It's
we're not making fun.
Cruel, JC. It's
and
very
I can't.
Cool.
I can't make fun of him. Well, I can't support this.
Here's the thing, Kelly. Big Al could not be there at the end of the night. So the
couldn't be there.
So the promoter had to do his job.
Why couldn't you be there?
I don't know. We'll get it after this. Maybe okay. He explains it.
And Big Al had to go. He has, not only is he a radio DJ, but he owns a bar here in Uptown. And he has to go run his bar, but he also invited everyone to go and celebrate with us after the show. Thank you, guys. That's our show. We'll do a quick meet and greet on the way out. The comics will be out in the bar area. So please say hello, take a photo with us, and McKinney Avenue Tavern for after party.
She
Thank
still
you.
Gave you a plug after
it was,
all that.
It was, I just,
she knows everybody needs a drink.
I had done so poorly, I just had to leave.
Are you serious? That's why you left?
You bailed because you felt bad?
I just
You couldn't even come back out the second night?
Kelly, woman hadn't even paid me. I was like,
I wouldn't accept.
I was like,
you shouldn't accept.
I wouldn't accept. I would donate it to charity.
I was like, oh, I had a feeling. Now it's even worse because I've had to hear it. Like, well, speaking it,
and
was,
hearing it
was bad,
uh-huh.
But hearing it is worse. I would like to suggest.
Sure.
In fact, I have a personal check.
Is that your biggest train wreck of all time?
I would like to write our producer a check for $50, $100, whatever, for him to burn that and never play it again.
I'm good with that. Yeah, I don't want to hear that again.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to hear that
again. It was so bad.
That's so bad.
You didn't write a single joke.
And I feel bad because it's not even fun to laugh at it. I mean, I just feel bad. I feel like I'm being a bully if I laugh at you. No,
this could potentially turn into a viral video.
No.
No.
Yeah,
as the worst ever?
No.
It's up at KidNation.com, by the way, if you want to watch it.
I'm scared to read comments.
Oh, they're not good.
So, what's next?
Oh, God. The comments on 800-543-3548.
Please give us a call. Let us know what you think of Big Al's comedy. 800-KID-LIVE.
You don't have to.
Text us in real time. You might,
if you're busy, we understand. If you're busy, we understand. If you got stuff to do. There's probably no one even listening right now. Because they
this is the only time I've wanted to change the station in 10 years.
Oh, man. Mm. Yeah. So Al, at least the positive.
What is it? Please give me something positive.
The positive, the amount of courage and guts that it takes to get up there in front of all those people to do that.
Oh, boy.
You did it.
You did it.
It's over.
It's over. You're not hurt.
I'm alive. I'm healthy.
You're healthy.
I'm healthy. I'm, you know, I did it.
So
I did it.
So you had a little trip up.
I did it, yeah.
All right.
So, you know what? Like I said, I had a bad day at work.
Sure.
It was a bad day on the microphone.
All right.
It happened.
But, yeah, give us a call, 800-KID-LIVE.
I don't want to.
We'll take your calls about Big Al, Max, performance, and tomorrow at this time. I had the pleasure of getting to sit down with Chris and Johnny from Coldplay. And if you didn't have enough comedy today, Chris Martin brought it for you.
Did he?
Oh, and he actually had written jokes.
Really?
Yeah. So this time tomorrow, we'll have our interview with Coldplay.
Oh, you should write them down.
Right, yeah. No, he had them off the top of his head.
You tell me.
And we'll take your calls next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big O Mac, are you happy that that's over with?
Yes.
Never have to revisit that again.
Never have to revisit. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to nothing. Nothing. I don't want to mention it. I don't want to say the word comedy, funny, stand up.
Right.
No, nothing.
Here's the thing. And you're a man of your word. You said you were going to do this comedy thing and we're going to play it on the radio. And we did.
And
no
also,
matter what.
I also said I wanted to be good.
I know, Al.
Or not suck.
I mean, if you do want to retry, you could always dust yourself off and try again.
No.
But I tell you what, man, I told you this. It takes courage to do what you did.
Oh, boy.
So I'm proud of you for that.
So much respect for comedians.
Yeah. Oh, and we have some details about something returning to the show tomorrow. We'll tell you around this time. How about a little Beat the Bank?
Oh.
America's favorite game.
Beat the Bank's coming back.
Beat the Bank's coming back.
Bank.
And that's in your wheelhouse. See, you're Beat the Bank rap.
Oh, I can do that.
Always on point.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah. It's not 7 minutes of having to do stand-up,
Al. Four quick lines.
All right, we asked you to call up and let us know what you thought of Big Al's first time ever on stage as a comedian.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Michael.
Hey.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. It just kind of made me sad for you, Big Al.
Yeah. It's sad. It is.
enough to make you want to cry, Michael?
It does. I kind of wanted to cry for you. Like a lot.
Were you expecting something else, Michael? Or?
Well, no, not really, but it really made my day.
It made your day?
See? It's like it's hard to measure Al's bits sometimes because even if they're bad.
I love you, Michael.
It still makes your day. I feel you on that, Michael. Because you want to give Al a hug, but you're still like, thanks for entertaining me, dude. You know?
Yeah.
Come by and get a beer. I'm buying you a beer, Michael.
All right, Michael. Thanks for your call, man. You have a wonderful week.
See? Oh, man.
You made his day, Al.
He called. He's so sad. He was like, man,
it was tough for you, but it made his day. Hey, Cody.
Hey, man.
What are your feelings?
I loved it.
You did?
I was actually rolling in my truck. I had to actually stop. I work on oil wells, so I had to stop and actually just just stop and listen and turn up my radio. I loved it.
Wow.
What part did you love?
What was your favorite? Yeah.
What about it?
Well, the first one kind of got me. I was kind of confused on the first one.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
The one about fat girls ruining weddings?
No. Okay, anyway.
I'm not allowed to say that.
Yeah, right. That was Big Al's joke.
Yeah, it was funny. See how you, Cody liked this. So
thank you, Cody.
You have a fan in that.
Thank you, Cody. Be careful out there. Be careful out there on that oil rig.
Yeah. Thank you for stopping while you were rolling around in your truck. That could have been dangerous.
And then there was one girl that walked in.
Oh, God. Trey. Trey. Hush.
Okay, she's fat.
Oh, okay, Trey, stop. Poor Al. Melissa.
Yes.
All right. How did you feel?
Okay, some of it was good, and then you had to pull out the fat joke.
Right.
Yeah.
That was the only one you had
to lead with it. Right. You led with that one.
How do you think that goes over with females? Like, well, I'm proud of you for giving it a try, but maybe not again.
Did you laugh at all, Melissa?
Yes, I did. Me and my niece were actually laughing pretty hard in the truck.
There okay. you go.
All right. So apparently, because Cody was driving a truck, too, I'm funny to truck driving people.
Yeah.
So that's good.
No, I just had to drop her off at school. Okay. So
yeah.
It's just a regular truck.
Okay. What was the part that got you laughing the most? Do you remember?
I think with him singing, that was pretty funny. And then the Yeti joke. But I'm kind of a redneck, so I kind of relate to it.
You understand the Yeti, yeah. See? Relatable, Al. Always have to go relatable with
it. Do you have the clip? I guess you don't. The at the end of the Blake Shelton.
Why did you ask for more?
I had a funny. Actually, I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
The bromance, the kiss. Let me see if Trey.
Get to meet Blake Shelton about 2 months ago, and we had been tweeting back and forth, and we had never met each other. And so he looks at me, and people had been tweeting him. He's like, "Hey, you're Big Al." I'm like, "Blake Shelton." He's like, "Hi." And we hugged, and we did the whole man, bro, hug, kiss thing. And the kiss, the man kiss, he kissed me. And I'm not lying. It's so awkward, but I love it. It was like Blake Shelton. But the man kiss is so awkward because I never know when to take my tongue out. And... All right, we got a big show for y'all tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Johnny Sanchez.
Shout out.
That was your good joke. That was my go out.
That was good.
Okay, thank you.
All right, JC.
Kelly, that was a good one.
Thank you.
That's a good ender.
Because everything else was so bad.
That could be it.
Sure.
That was good.
That was good.
Sure, that was my ender. That was my... At the end.
That was your last joke of all time?
That was like... thank you, Billy.
Oh, man. That's not that bad.
Oh, that was good, Al. That was probably the only one I felt decent about.
Bobby, you have any...
that one out. How dare they do that?
Right?
Right. Bobby, you have any encouragement for Big Al Mac?
Yes, I was so proud of him, although I awkwardly laughed during the whole thing. I was really proud of him for sticking to it. I mean, he knew he didn't have a skit prepared, and he still stayed committed. That's awesome. Way to go, Big Al.
Thank you
for making me laugh this morning.
Thank you, baby. Aww. Thank you very much.
Look, see? Positive.
I'm just glad I remember. You know how hard it is to remember stuff? The one time that I did do like 2 or 3 minutes of comedy, I had it written down on 3x5 cards or something to remind. It's and I actually went up there and I had it remember. I mean, I had it memorized, you know?
Yeah.
And some of it I did make. The Yeti thing, but...
What was supposed to be the punchline? Because you said you forgot your punchline. Do you remember?
The punchline was you put a single ice cube in the Yeti cooler.
Yeah, it multiplied.
Uh-huh. And about a week later, Ice Cube, the rapper, pops out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was bad.
No, the one about 4,000. Oh, that was better.
Okay.
It was like the ice cubes multiplied. I guess it wasn't
that I forgot it. It was like I couldn't figure out if it was actually funny.
No, it wasn't funny.
Why didn't you use the Kelly Raspberry joke she was giving you?
I mean, they were good, but I was trying to tell stories, just like Kelly said. I was trying to tell stories and not be just joke, because I'm not a joke teller.
Well, maybe that would have been better.
No, it could not have been
worse. Somebody gets up there and just does jokes. That can work too.
They have a mission, but they know what they're doing. They're comics. I mean, that's what they do for a living. You could definitely tell the guy that.
I wasn't really giving him jokes. I was giving you setups to jokes.
Yeah, you were supposed to finish them, but they were good setups.
Yeah. Right, but they were excellent setups. Yeah. I'm not arguing that at all.
Right.
I just wanted to.
You just didn't want
to
use them.
I just wanted to use.
And that's fine. You know, I was just.
Yeah, we were just kind of hashing out. We were brainstorming.
Yeah. Let's go with Chance here. Hi, Chance.
Hello.
Hey, Big Al Mac, I just wanted to say, don't let anybody feel bad for your performance, because if anybody knows you, they know that there's always a chance that you will be bad, and they should have known that before they ever hired you.
That's true.
Keep your head up and keep on laughing.
It's true. They get what they get. They get what they get.
Thank you, Chance.
Thanks, Chance.
They should have known they were going to get a funny guy when they hired.
Back on the bus.
All right, back to school.
That's funny.
The ultimate lunchbox. We have it right here.
Yep.
Pretty nice.
That is a cool lunchbox.
Limited edition, made out of steel or something.
I want that's probably aluminum, but yeah.
Okay, whatever.
I want one of those.
I do want one of these for my kids.
That is awesome.
We have one of these for you and a $400 Visa gift card and Tasty Cakes delicious mini cupcakes and brownies.
Thank you, Tasty Cakes.
You just got to be the right caller right now at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What caller number would you like, Big Al Mac?
19.
Caller.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's already done.
23.
It's right here.
23.
It's right here. It says it. I didn't read it. Be the 23rd caller, and you will win. What's that next?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Back to school.
I'm going to school.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
Got the ultimate lunchbox for you this week.
Yep.
We're looking for call number 23. Congratulations, and that is you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Way to go, Ann.
Yeah.
You have just won a limited edition Kid Nation lunchbox, and they are pretty awesome. We have one right here in our studio.
Super
right
nice.
I want one.
And fancy.
That lunchbox.
I want to look like that redhead on the box.
Well, that is you, Kelly.
Oh, that's not me.
That lunchbox is stuffed with a $400 Visa gift card for school shopping, along with Tasty Cakes, delicious mini cupcakes and brownies. Not only that, these cupcakes and brownies are perfectly portioned desserts mm-hmm. that are the ideal size for students' lunchboxes. I want to emphasize the fact that they are perfectly portioned desserts. Okay?
I didn't know there was a perfect portion for a dessert, but now we know.
You can eat too much. There is such thing.
Or too little. It's perfectly portioned. Listen, all this week for the Kid Nation school bus to arrive, be the 23rd caller, and you will win just like Miss Andy.
Boom. What are you going to be doing with $400 there, Ann?
Oh, my God. Well, I still have to get my daughter some school clothes.
Yeah,
there you go.
I want to buy, like, my daughter's teacher has this giving tree, and there's a lot of things that she still needs for the classroom, so I will go buy the rest of the stuff that she needs for the classroom.
That's how you do it.
Very nice.
Well done.
Very nice, young lady.
Yeah. Get a nice little wardrobe and then help out others.
Yeah.
That's how you do it right there, Ann. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, guys. Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Oh, no, we're excited for you. You have a wonderful week. There's our first winner. We'll do it again.
Awesome.
You get one of these cool lunch boxes.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. Speaking of school, part-time Justin was out and about.
Hello. Hi.
What's up, buddy?
Good. These lunch boxes are really cool. They're nice and chrome. And Kelly, you look so good in the back of this.
Yeah, nothing like me at all.
Yeah. Looking right, Kelly.
Look at that.
Well, that's why I don't like filters and airbrushing. Because, like, I go out and I'm not that girl. And it's like, why do y'all do that to me?
I'm staring at this right now, and you're right here in person. You look
the same.
Similar, like vaguely that resembles.
No,
me.
Like that's you.
Yeah, okay, you just got to put on a black blazer.
I'm smaller than Jenna. There's an obvious problem
you look
going
right.
on.
I think no, you're just taller.
All right, whatever.
Yeah, you're looking good.
You look great, girl.
Hey, that's what people do with pictures. They make you look good.
I know, but make me look like me.
So, Justin, you decided to go out on the streets and talk to some people?
Yes, I went to a school because everyone went back to school, and so I went to go ask some kids, what's it like? Did they get to hang out with their friends? Do they like their teacher? What do they want to be when they grow up?
Oh, little interview session there with the kids. Let's see how you did.
Yeah, I talked to some children.
Hey, so we are here to talk about the first week of school, the first day. If you had a good first day of school, can I get a turn up?
Turn up!
Right. If you love to study and learn, can I get a oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
If your best friend is in class, can I get a hey girl?
Hey girl!
That's what I thought. Okay. So I want to know, how'd y'all's first day of class go? How was it?
That was really good.
That was really good?
Yeah.
Okay. What do y'all want to be when y'all grow up?
A scientist. I
want to
be a police.
A scientist?
I want to be a teacher.
A teacher.
I want to be an architect.
An architect.
I don't know yet.
A lawyer.
I think I want to be a dentist or a police.
A dentist or a police officer. Wow.
I will be the president because it's your boy, Devin.
Okay, do you have any realistic dreams, Devin?
Can we get that as a clip, a soundbite? I want to be the president because it's your boy, Devin.
I love that. I love
that. So when he does become president, we can play that. Yeah, right. That's what he called it. He called it back in the day.
I want to be a lawyer.
What if you were president for a day, what would you change? You don't even know what president.
I would change the gas price because some people don't have that much money to be spending on gas.
How much are you spending on gas?
$0.99.
99 cents? Yeah. That sounds about right.
I need to go where he's going.
I would change the world.
How?
No guns, no more weapons, and no more robbing things.
No more robbing things. Mm-hmm. I'd vote for you with that slogan. Do y'all have a cell phone?
Yes.
What? Okay.
I got an iPad and a cell phone.
Girl, you better turn your neck too when you say it and snap it.
I got an iPad.
Yes. Phone, how old are y'all?
I'm 8. I'm 10. I'm 9.
I'm 12.
9? 12? Oh, my 9. God. And y'all got cell phones?
9.
Yeah. I don't want nobody to come to my house.
I got an iPad. I'm going to
Camille's house. Hey, for all the fine girls out there, let me get my number. I'm just playing now.
What advice do you have for fourth graders?
Pay attention to class. Don't disrespect the teacher. And most importantly, give an apple.
Don't be stupid.
Okay, any last words? Say it now, but raise your hand and only one person speak at one time. Okay, you go first.
Kid Craddock, we love you, man.
Mom, Dad, I love you. I'm on the radio.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Love you, Mom. Love you. Peace out, people. Bye.
Oh, and I got you guys gifts for helping me out. Because y'all were such good helpers. I got you a penny. You a penny. I know it. Okay, I know a penny's not much, but they say a little goes a long way, okay? Okay, you're welcome. I'm out of pennies. I'm sorry.
You don't have enough pennies to go around, Justin?
No, I didn't. I scrambled for some extra pennies that I had laying around in my truck.
So we had a couple that want to be presidents?
Yes.
Police officers?
Yeah.
I will be the president because it's your boy, Devin.
That's so cute.
I love that. That was awesome. Awesome. You're great with
those
kids.
Yeah, those kids were good. They were great. It was crazy, though, because I don't think they see me as an authority figure when I walk in.
Right.
They're just running, throwing balls, like basketballs, and they're like, wah! And I'm like, I'm trying to do an interview with you kids.
Come I feel on. Like I used to get scared of adults when they'd walk in. I'd be like, oh, I got to be the best.
Yeah.
I got to calm down here.
Yeah, that person's way bigger than me.
But no, you fit in with them.
That's what I always wanted to
fit in with the kids.
Good. That's what I wanted.
Thank you for doing that for us, Justin.
You're no problem.
Maybe you can go out and talk to kids here and there.
Yeah, or maybe do a stand-up routine. See if I could be just as great as Big Al.
You're welcome to do it.
That was great. Oh, I was dying laughing in the back.
Really?
Oh, it was so bad and awful. Great. Big Al.
Yeah, he was just doing a little stuff.
I'm improvising a little bit.
Yeah, he's improvising a little bit. That's what he's doing.
So this one guy, we gotta go. This one guy had on a cowboy, a Dallas Cowboy hat.
We gotta go. Yeah. Keep talking.
And I said, hey, you heard about Tony Romo? He got hurt. Blah, blah. I had nowhere to go with that line. I was like, yeah. I mean, we couldn't put all the bad stuff in the clips that we played.
Right. Them. Well, thanks for bringing it up now.
Never known. We would have never known.
That could have been between you and the people that were there.
Oh God, it was so awful.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Congratulations to Ann Bocom. She won our ultimate lunchbox today.
Yep.
We got another one for you tomorrow. It's got to be the 23rd caller when we tell you to call in, and that's it.
We win a $400 Visa gift card.
Yeah.
And tasty cakes.
She already hand thanked us on Twitter, guys.
Oh, wow.
If you missed Big Al's comedy special, that's up at KidNation.com.
No.
All 12 minutes.
I thought we were going to burn that.
Even the good joke he had. Even the good joke in there. And we have a guest in the studio because this morning Kelly walked in and said, you guys, we need to talk to him.
Oh.
We got to talk to this guy.
Well, let's be honest. He scared me to death in the parking lot.
He did?
On accident.
Not to death, really. You know, I was getting my bags out of the car and I see a reflection over my shoulder of a man coming up the staircase. I'm like, oh God, this is it. This is finally what I've been complaining about is we have zero security. Anybody can walk up at any time and pop us one and we're done.
You know, cat pops.
Jeez.
Now about to happen. Here it is.
Here it is.
And instead it was a very nice man named Ryan.
Ryan Chavez.
Yes. Hey.
Him in here. Familia. Yeah. Now, Ryan,
yes, sir.
You came downstairs and you sat down on the bench Big Al Mack built. That was rebuilt by the engineering staff.
Oh, that
staff.
Was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my bench, dog.
And Trey was telling us, because you were looking at Trey, and Trey said, he came in here and he goes, this guy is sitting right in front of me, and I have never seen anybody smile as big as he is smiling right now.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was like 5 in the morning.
It was 5 in the morning, and I stayed up from, let's see, today is Monday, so Sunday I woke up about 10 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Stayed up all the way till 5 a.m. this morning. Just
why?
It was my days off. So Sundays and Mondays are my days off. And just out of the blue, I was like, you know what? I want to go to Dallas just to see Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So you're not from here. Drove.
I drove from San Antonio.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Just for us? Little old us?
Yes. Just little old us? What? No, not even. This is hot shots over here.
Oh, man. That's really nice. On your day off and
on
everything.
On my day off and everything. This is like almost like a bucket list. Right now, right here, in this very moment, it's like
this is a dream.
Yeah, this is it. Because I always say it to myself, like, you know what? I think I want to become a radio host.
Yeah.
Because I would go by RC. So, like, I can imagine, like, RC in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, like,
that, all right. Kind of thing. Like,
he said he
got
up really early and came down because he wanted to make sure he got a good seat.
Oh, I was like, well, how about this seat that we...
Well, look outside.
We got squad out there.
Yeah, big like squad.
Eight people.
We got your good seat. That's actually Jenna's seat because she's in Seattle right now.
Oh, my gosh. Jenna, if you're listening to this, I am so sorry.
Oh, she's not.
Okay, well.
She's sleeping. Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
But you're, like, technically are making out with her right now because that's the microphone she...
It's I smell it right now.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Smells pretty good.
Yeah. So what is anything else on your agenda for today while you're up here?
Actually, no, sir. I just came up here strictly just for this, and I was going to hope maybe at the end of the show. I don't know how y'all do things since you are with Dish Nation.
Kelly takes listeners home all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Yeah, today we're not filming Dish Nation, so you're good.
Oh.
Yeah. That's
fine. Or tomorrow, or a few days.
Or next week. We're not.
Yeah, we're waiting for our schedule.
Wait to get that schedule for September.
If the executives from Dish Nation are listening, I think the email got lost.
They're gonna get back.
Yeah, we're ready to go, though.
We have enough time.
Yeah, but what'd you want?
All the things I plan to do with that Dish Nation money that I'm not getting.
Man,
I noticed that Kelly doesn't take pictures anymore along the canal because she used to take pictures of her outfit of the day.
Yeah, I'm working on getting another clothing sponsor.
Yeah. Oh, so that was a sponsorship. Snap. See, there you go.
Okay, she's moving up the headline.
Do you have any questions for Big Al that you've always wanted to know?
Oh my gosh, Big Al.
Yes,
I don't. Gosh. How can I say this?
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You know,
let me sit down.
Let's see.
Yeah, I've had a hard day.
I understand. That's what I'm trying to think of. How can I say this the nice way and the polite way?
Oh, my
God. I mean,
he's a fragile man. Be careful.
Fragile.
Sit down.
Fragile.
Go ahead.
Okay, so how can you be so white, but yet so black?
How can I be so white, yet so black?
You've been asked that before, Big Al.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how to answer that, but I'm just me. That's all I can tell you, dog. This is what you get. I've known Kelly for 21 or 2 years, and she can tell you. She knows when I'm being fake or when I'm being genuine, I think. And she can tell you that this is pretty much me, whether the microphone's on, microphone's off. This is all you get, dog. I can't remember to be fake.
You're like a chameleon. Yeah, you do blend in with your
crew. How you gonna tell him what's perfect, for him?
I love that. How you gonna tell me what's perfect for me?
I like the shirt you're wearing. You have a cat DJ.
Yes. I just got this yesterday. It's a early birthday present.
You got a girlfriend? You dating anybody?
I am seeing someone. Shout out to Stephanie. Hey,
all right.
She's the one I got out this.
Oh, man.
You sound so disappointed that you're dating someone.
No. I'm just somewhat nervous and like it's saying over the radio too.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's
you're
just
like kinda, engaged now.
Oh, whoa.
No, now Stephanie's going to be thinking.
So,
yeah. I mean,
so,
what are you doing now?
How did y'all meet, you and Stephanie?
We just met through a mutual.
Who's doing that?
Okay, what?
You met through a mutual friend?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right.
And we just talked. I mean, I wasn't looking for anything. I was just there. It's like, I was hanging out with my friend, and that was just pretty much it. So we were just talking.
Yeah.
Hit it off, and now everything is going good.
Good.
You know, it's just taking baby steps. I was always jumping into things so fast to where it's just like, oh, no.
Yeah. And so you want to do radio.
Yes.
That's what you said. You're in your 20s.
Yes. Late 20s.
Oh, really? You look young.
September 8th will be my birthday.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'll be 27. Man,
we got to get you in somewhere.
Yeah.
We're talking to Ryan, by the way. He just drove up here from San Antonio.
On his bucket list.
Middle of the night. Mm-hmm. Left to San Antonio. What time, Ryan? Midnight?
Yeah, about 12:45.
12:45 this morning and drove 5 hours.
Make sure you got a good seat.
to watch the show. And so we thought we'd bring him in.
Yeah, since you've been driving so much, Ryan, you probably missed what's going out in the news world.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so we got to catch him up.
Jeez. It's time for Tidbit News.
Ryan, this is when we do the news, but we don't really have all the details.
Okay.
Yeah. We just tell you what's kind of happening.
What's happening.
Yeah. So a guy in Norway, he decided to climb down a porta-potty toilet after his friend's phone fell in.
No!
That's how you know you have a really good friend. When you're willing to climb down a porta-potty hole to go get your friend's phone.
It wasn't even his phone. It was his friend's.
No.
No way. Take the R out. No way.
No way. Guess what happened, you guys?
What?
He got stuck for an hour.
Oh, my God.
He had to be rescued by firefighters, and he did not even find the phone.
It was the wrong one. Wrong porta-potty.
Yeah, that's a crappy situation.
Ooh.
17-year-old guy in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And this is scary, guys. This is why I tell kids, don't do this. He got a hickey from his girlfriend earlier this month.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow it caused a blood clot, traveled to his brain, and caused a fatal stroke because of a hickey, you guys.
A hickey?
Dang. A hickey.
You have to, you know what? You have to watch out for the cup and stuff, too, then, because that's basically a hickey.
Right. I had no idea that a hickey could do that to you.
Wow.
I think they call that the kiss of death.
So kids, no hickeys. That is a true story. We don't have the details.
That's so rare and random.
What's the last time
you had
a hickey?
Don't deny people hickeys. Well, it's been a while.
Has Alan given you one yet?
Hello, I'm Alan.
No, he's not. We're old enough to know better.
Abracabuya!
Yes! I've been waiting. I was going to request that if you could.
Oh, Abracabuya?
Yes. Cracks me up every single time. Abracabuya! It's like, oh, man.
Just send that to your ringtone.
When was your last hickey, Al?
God.
1946.
It's been a while. Fair skinned. I mean, I get hickeys if you look at me too hard. But,
I mean, I've
you
had
know.
A hickey, but I'm not a big hickey giver or getter.
Oh, I love them.
Because everybody.
You do? Wow.
Well, he feels so good.
Oh, Alan, did you hear that?
I'm Alan.
I don't love that. I love being kissed on my neck. I just love that.
Okay.
Yeah. Doing tidbit news here. Giving you the news without all the rest of the stuff. An 18-year-old fugitive in Australia saw the cops had put out her mugshot on Facebook last week.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, excuse me, can you use a better photo?
Hey.
They caught her 24 hours later.
God.
And one last one for you guys.
Come on.
Lifeguard at a water park in Minnesota started having a seizure last Monday. So a 17-year-old off-duty lifeguard called 911. Then she went to get her bathing suit on to fill in, saw another lifeguard having a seizure, and saved him too.
Oh my.
Wow, that really is a lifeguard.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He's guarding lives.
Whoa.
What is
it? I think JC's just reading that for the first time. He has to stop.
Well, what's going on in that water if more than one lifeguard's having a seizure?
Yeah,
I would
you
think
check
there's
that.
Something in the water.
Yeah.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
So what did we learn, kids?
Don't go in the water unless if you're there's a lifeguard.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't go looking for somebody else's cell phone in the portal lead.
Don't do that.
And
no hickeys.
No hickeys.
And if you look at Kelly Raspberry hard enough, she will get a hickey.
Yeah.
So let's all stare hard.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. There you go.
I feel a tingle.
She's already turning red.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.